It is the Rebecca Giro Show, and thanks for tuning in. Oh my God, I'm dropping my keyboard. So how you doing? It is a Thursday, as always. Lovely evening, starting to fall here in glorious New Jersey. looks like we got maybe a few more weeks of this summer weather. I don't know. It's starting to cool down already out here. So I don't know. Hoping we don't have a cold fall. Although I'll tell you, you know, I'm not a big fan of really cold or really hot weather. I don't know about you, especially if you're a trans woman. I think you know what I'm talking about here. Where when you're in the spring, the fall, you ever notice that, like, you don't need to bundle up so much that you're really uncomfortable, but you get to wear those kind of little bulkier clothes that hide a little, you know, hide a multitude of sins, you know what I mean? You get to wear, like, the jackets, and you get to wear, you know, the tops with the cowls and the sweaters and the stuff that hides all those little things you'd rather not have people see. And, you know, so it's just, it's a nice season. I like the spring. I like the fall. Those are my favorite seasons, personally. But, you know, it's funny because, like, for example, I went and bought myself a new jacket when a few months ago. I saw this jacket on sale that I really liked, and it fit me. And it was a winter jacket. Well, it's not really a winter jacket. It's a fall jacket or a spring jacket. And boy, it was the middle of summer, though. It was like June. It's like the beginning of summer. It's 80 degrees out. But they had this jacket on sale, and it was, like, really nice, and I really liked it. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to wear this for 4 or 5 months, but so what? And I went and bought it, so it's been sitting in the closet for all this time, and I really want to wear it. I hope I didn't gain too much weight in the meantime. I don't think I did. I've been good. But anyway, enough blathering about that shit. The first thing I want to get into tonight is I want to talk about, now this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and the reason it's near and dear to my heart is because it's about New York State. Now, for those of you who don't know, as you may know, you probably know if you listen to this show at all, I live in New Jersey. I live in central New Jersey, and I've made that, you know, people know that. But I was born in Brooklyn. Both sides of my family come from Brooklyn. I spent a lot of my formative years as a young punker, 18, 19, 20, 21, spent them living in Manhattan. I did the punk thing, and, you know, most of that I was living with my father, who lived on the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side, what am I saying? And then part of that time I did, like, the, you know, the punk Sid Vicious thing, like the single room only hotel, $90 a week kind of deal, where it's like, you know, you're the other $10 a week you're making feeds yourself. Yeah, I did that scene too. Did that for a while. Didn't take. I wound up moving back to Jersey. But, you know, here's the thing. Okay, I have a special attachment to New York, to New York City in particular. I was born there. I came of age there. I discovered my music, punk rock there, Joan Jett. I mean, you know, a lot of my life, important things in my life, important things that have happened, life events that have happened to me, have taken place in and around New York City specifically. So I have, another thing, okay? Here I am, I'm born in Brooklyn. Okay, now this doesn't have anything to do with Cuomo necessarily, because Cuomo actually did something nice. New York State, if you were born in New York State, you can now change your birth certificate. If you're a transgender person, you can do it easily. They streamlined the process. From all accounts, works very well. It was a real boon. Except it doesn't apply in New York City. Yeah. We've been waiting for them to change that law. It's going on. It's now about 12 years now. And we got nothing. We got nothing under Bloomberg. We got, needless to say, we got nothing under Giuliani. I mean, why would we even, expect that Giuliani would deliver on that. I mean, he was an asshole. Okay. But you know what? Mike Bloomberg was no better. I mean, it was unbelievable. This guy, there was all kinds of complaints. They said, we're going to do this. Now, bear in mind, while Mike Bloomberg was in office, he signed a law into law that is a transgender protective and anti-discrimination law that applies to New York City. Yet, if you're gay, if you're a lesbian, if you're trans, it's illegal to discriminate against you in hiring, in public accommodations, in housing, and all these things. But they can still be bigoted assholes with no accountability when it comes to your personal documentation. So what that means, in the practical sense, and I am saying in the practical sense because I have lived through this, what that means in the practical sense is that if you ever have something where you have to provide a birth certificate, driver's license, passport, some other form of documentation that you may have to provide for, you know, who knows, official clearances or background checks or any one of a zillion other things that you might require a birth certificate. Well, if you're a transgender person, guess what? If you were born in New York State, outside of the city, you're good. You take a trip to your local office, you fill out a form, you do a couple of things, and it's all fixed. You were born in New York City, on the other hand, you're still fucked, just like you were 12 years ago. And there ain't a fucking person in that administration, at least so far, that seems to really care. Okay, don't forget also that when they first tried to do this back in, I guess it was 2006, 2007, somewhere around there, what happened was the head of the New York City Health Department said, well, yeah, we know we said we were going to do this, but we didn't. Why? Oh, well, it was too difficult. Too difficult. So they just didn't do it because, you know, it was too hard. So a guy with that kind of work ethic, do you know what happens to somebody like that? Somebody who you give him a job and he says, oh, I can't do it. It's too difficult. We're just not going to do it. We're just not going to accommodate these people because it's too much of an inconvenience for us. Do you know what happens to a guy like that? Yeah, he becomes head of the Center for Disease Control appointed by President Obama. That's what becomes of a guy like that. Dr. Thomas Friedan, the guy who is now the head of the CDC for the entire country, couldn't even get this done. His health department was incapable of getting this simple correction done. And you see how much that failure weighed on his career. Certainly didn't seem to factor in much, did it? Certainly didn't factor in for President Obama. Certainly doesn't seem to have factored in for anyone else because source Bloomberg never did anything about it. Certainly so far as we can tell, unless somebody wants to call in and tell me I'm wrong, and if I am, please do. You can call me. 646-564-9501. Give me a call if this is, straighten me out if I'm wrong on this. But as far as I know, Bill de Blasio, new mayor, who I might add during this period, at least it's for some portion of it, was the public advocate for the city of New York and did dick for us. Nothing. Zippo. Okay, so now that this guy is the mayor, what are we seeing? As far as I can tell, nada. Nothing. Zip. Zero. Where is it? So if you were born in, God help you, if you were born in New York and you live in New York, in other words, if you were born in New York City and you live outside of the city borders, you're screwed. You are totally screwed. Because you can't get documentation. And, of course, once you cross out of the boundaries of New York City, you then are a legal target for discrimination from every bigoted landlord, employer, restaurateur, bartender, pretty much anywhere, anytime. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, this is what this Governor Cuomo calls the progressive capital. I mean, does he really think people are actually going to believe that? I mean, does he think people are that stupid? So anyway, the reason we're talking about this tonight is because apparently Governor Cuomo said that, well, let's read the story here. All of a sudden, Cuomo, okay, and this comes to us from LGBTQ Nation. And I'm just going to read this. Oh, this is actually Associated Press, actually. So I'm just going to read this here. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on the state to outlaw discrimination against transgender people, saying gender identity and expression should be included in the state's civil rights law, along race, religion, and disability. Now, before I continue, I should point out that he's saying this now, okay? The guy has not said a word, not a word, about gender for his entire first term in office. This is the first time he is personally opening his mouth about it. Now, I was actually at an event where Cuomo, not Cuomo himself, but his spokesperson attended. This was an HRC gala, Human Rights Campaign gala that I was at 2011, New York City at the Waldorf. I was there as press, actually, for the Bellerico Project, and I was in the press pit when this guy was talking, so I heard this. I mean, it wasn't like I read this somewhere. This was said from a stage while I was standing in front of that stage, okay? And he, as along with a number of other things that the governor supported, which at the time, of course, was before marriage had passed, so that was got a big applause. Then they said, oh, and the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, no reaction from the HRC crowd. None. Glasses clinking, people talking among themselves. But boy, when they got married, boy, that room erupted. They couldn't have sent this, these people couldn't have sent a clearer message that what we care about is marriage. We couldn't give a shit whether those transgender people live or die. And I'm not, now hang on. I'm not saying that that's the viewpoint of the organization, but it absolutely was the viewpoint of the people who were attending that particular gala, who were in that audience at that time. Absolutely. Anybody, if you had seen this crowd with a video camera, if there was a, unfortunately, I did not, I had a camera with me, but the video that I recorded that night was fucked. It just, I don't know what happened to it. It totally, I was new to using video cameras. I had my brother's camera with me. And I just, I don't know what happened. I even had my radio producer, Mike, Mr. Mike, take a look at it. He wasn't able to reconstruct it either. So I lost the video that I shot that night. But I'm telling you, I witnessed it with my own eyes. Okay? When this Cuomo spokesman said that he was supporting marriage, the room erupted, absolutely erupted, cheers. Then he goes on and says something about gender. No reaction whatsoever, not even from the people. And, you know, I was watching because there were some familiar faces in the crowd. And I was watching to see who was going to react. Do you know what? There was one person in the room who reacted to that statement when he said gender. Me. Seriously. Okay? And I'm talking, and I'm not going to name names here because that's wrong. I'm not going to do that. But let's just say that there were definitely several faces in that crowd that I recognized. And I certainly didn't hear any of those folks who make a big show of being trans-inclusive. I certainly didn't hear, see, or witness any of those folks cheering for gender. They didn't seem very interested. So, in any case, so now Cuomo, let's continue on with this article. In a letter to the State Pride Agenda, otherwise known as Sellout Incorporated, dated Tuesday, Cuomo said transgender people faced significant discrimination, citing surveys that show three-fourths of transgender New Yorkers citing surveys that show 3/4 of transgender New Yorkers experience workplace harassment or mistreatment. Well, duh! I mean, where the fuck have you been for 4 years, dude? I mean, this is like, it's so idiotic, it's almost offensive, you know what I mean? Okay, now here's the money quote here. Wait, it gets better. Here's the money quote from this jerk-off. It is not who we are as New Yorkers to permit this kind of pervasive discrimination to continue. New York is a place where our differences are celebrated. Yeah, sure it is if you got the cash, dude. If you could come up with enough votes and enough donations to the New York Democratic Party to pay for your civil rights, to purchase them from your administration, you dickwad. Okay, what a slimy bastard. Ignores it for 4 years and then comes out here like he's a big leader. What a slimy son of a bitch. I swear to God. I mean, this guy, I've seen Republicans that are more credible than this guy. My God, this guy is like fucking capo. And I know that's an Italian-American slur, and that's not how it's intended. But you know what? I don't want to indulge in racist stereotypes because that's not what this is about. But you know what? That's kind of the way he's acting. He's acting like a capo. He's acting like, you know, I get to decide, and, you know, I'll dole out my favors with an eyedropper to the people I favor politically. And if you don't like it, tough shit. Now, wait, here, it gets even better. And if you have any doubt that this guy is in it for the cash and the attention and the media coverage and doesn't really give a shit about whether you, as a transgender person, live or die, check this out. Cuomo said that if he is elected to a second term this fall, he will push to outlaw discrimination based on a person's gender identity or expression. When it comes to things like housing, employment, and public accommodations, the state already prohibits discrimination based on race, religion, disability, and gender, and also sexuality, of course, but they didn't bother to mention that in this AP article. I don't know what the deal is with these guys. But in any case, I mean, basically what he's doing is he's putting up our civil rights for sale again. Hey, you want my attention? You want me to fight for you? Then come up with the cash to get me reelected. Come up with the votes. Do something for me first. Me, 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 me. Make sure that I'm taken care of. And then you can trust me. I'll get around to you know, that's what this is. It's tit for tat. You know what it's like? You know what it's like? Do you remember? Those of you who have been around a while, you ever see the movie Animal House? You remember the mayor of the town of Faber? Do you remember that? You want the parade in my town, you have to pay. You remember that guy? Remember that guy? I forget what his name was. Carmine somebody. He owned he was friends with the dean, with Dean Wormer, and he owned the car dealership. Carmen something. I don't remember. But anyway, that's what he's like. That's what he's like. You want civil rights in my state? You have to pay. You know, I mean, that's what this is like. I swear to God. I mean, and again, I don't want this to sound racist. I don't want this to sound like I'm trying to godfather him. But you know what? That's what he's acting like. You want something from me? You got to pay up first. Get me reelected, then we'll talk. Is this a credible advocate by you? Does this sound like a guy who truly believes in protecting transgender people from discrimination? Or does this guy sound like somebody who is saying to you, is holding hostage the rights of every transgender New Yorker out there and saying, if you want something from me, you got to deliver for me first. You tell me what this sounds like. Does this sound like an advocate? Or does this sound like a salesman? Does this sound like a wheeler dealer? Does this sound like a capo? You want me to take care of you? You gotta take care of me first. I mean, seriously, 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 that's what this comes across like to me. And again, I want to reiterate, not trying to drive. I realize the guy is Italian, okay? But let's be honest, we make the capo jokes about Christie here in New Jersey, and he's not Italian, at least not as far as I know, anyway. So it's not about that. But that's the way he operates his administration. Okay? Now, of course, as you may know, GENDA, which is, of course, the bill that would grant rights to transgender New Yorkers, has gone up and gone down in flames like six times or seven times. I think it's six or seven times so far. The last several times it's gone down, the last few times while Cuomo has been in office, each time this bill went down in flames without so much as a word from him or anyone in his office. Now, the equally slimy Empire State Pride agenda, which is described here as an organization that advocates for gay and transgender rights, well, at least they got the first part of that sentence right, released the letter from Cuomo on Thursday, on the same day it was announced it was endorsing him for a second term. Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, sure, why not? They already got what they want, right? Gay marriage is law. What the fuck do they care now? They got everything they wanted. They got their rights in 2002 when they fucked over the trans community and even barred State Senator Tom Duane from even participating in the discussions. They got what they wanted when they let GENDA go down in flames while they were busy fighting for the marriage thing. I mean, you know, and now these guys are coming around and trying to say, oh, yeah, we were with you all along. I mean, does anybody believe these liars anymore? I really don't know. I really don't know how anybody can take this organization seriously. At least, you know, at least HRC is making an effort. At least I can see what HRC is doing to change things. These guys did exactly. These guys were even worse. These guys, if that's even impossible, okay? These guys are just as bad, if not worse, than anything the Human Rights Campaign has done. Basically, what they did was they said, our rights are more important than your rights, and so we're going to use up all our political capital fighting for our rights, and then they come back to you, and they say, oh, well, nobody will listen to us now. Sorry. Yeah, we were going to come back and fight for you, but well, the governor doesn't want to, so we're not, you know, because, well, we have to get back to our deck parties and our Jaguars and our, you know, beachfront properties in Mexico and our Apple Teenies in Washington, D.C. and our Lady Gaga concerts. So, you know, we just don't have time. Sorry. Yeah, we're going to go back to, like, celebrating our lives. Have a nice life. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. This is a bunch of rich assholes, rich white assholes, I might add. Okay? Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm white, too. I don't give a fuck. A bunch of rich white gays who didn't give a shit about anybody else, so much so that they actually physically barred trans people from participating in civil rights protections in 2002, swore up and down, oh, we'll come back for you, expended all their political capital on themselves, and then throw up their hands and say, oh, sorry, there's nothing we can do now. This is why anyone who tells you, we'll come back for you later, let us get ours and we'll come back for you, is a fucking liar. Liar, liar, liar. Cuomo, Empire State Pride agenda, all these people. Anybody who tries to tell you that their rights should come before your rights, what they're really telling you is that they want to join the oppressor class on your back. They want to climb over you to get up where everybody else is so they can join the discriminator class, so they can be with the protected, with the special people. And not only do they want to climb into that group, but they want to do it by stepping over you. Remember that. Remember that when Andrew Cuomo asks you for your vote. Remember that when the Empire State Pride agenda asks you for a donation. Remember that the next time one of these assholes comes to you and says, you can trust us, we'll come back for you.
because this is the real result. This is what happens. Once the gays get what they want, or I shouldn't, you know, let me roll that back a minute. It's not once the gays get what they want. It's once selfish, bigoted organizations like the Empire State Pride Agenda and selfish, bigoted politicians like Andrew Cuomo get what they want, there's not going to be anything left for you. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to donate. Nobody's going to do anything. They're just going to move on to their next party, their next donation dinner, and their next deck party, and they're going to leave you to twist in the wind because that's what these people do. And so anybody who votes for Andrew Cuomo by believing this guy who has been lying his ass off about transgender rights throughout his first term should have their head examined. Just vote for Zephyr Teachout. Yeah, okay, she's probably never going to win, but at least you'll feel like you are voting for somebody you can trust. At least you could feel like you're voting for a real progressive. Somebody who shares your values. Somebody who isn't interested in selling civil rights off to the highest bidder, like Andrew Cuomo. Seriously. Because that's about the biggest part of the problem here. Why should Cuomo do anything for you? It's not like the gay people who treated him at Pride this year like he walked on water are going to cost, it's not going to cost him any votes. It's not going to cost him any money because apparently everybody's donating, everybody's waving their flags, everybody cheers him everywhere he goes. Why should he go out on a limb for us? It doesn't matter. The gay community is going to support him anyway because they got what they wanted. I mean, you don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. Go on the internet and look up the news coverage of this year's Pride in New York. Go look for the shots of Andrew Cuomo in the parade. Watch how he's treated as he comes down the street. Like a conquering god, they love him. They think he walks on water. Why should a guy like that give a shit? Transgender people can get a home or a job or anything. It's not going to cost him any votes. It's not going to cost him any donation dollars because the New York gay community has made clear that he will not have to answer for it in the public opinion. ESPA has made that clear. The cheering throngs at New York Pride this year made that abundantly clear. Go ahead. Be bigoted. Discriminate against trans people. We don't care. We'll have your back anyway. That's the message that New York's gay community has been sending to this guy. And so it shouldn't surprise us that it's like message received. So as we saw, as we watched agenda go down in flames for the sixth or seventh time in a row this year without so much as even a single comment from Mr. Progressive. Okay, this is not the trans community's fault. This is the gay community's fault. This is what trans people get for trusting gay people to have our backs. This is what we get. We were stupid. We should have never believed them in the first place. What we should have done was in 2002, we should have had protests. They should have complained. You should have gone to the media. But no, nobody did. No. We can trust them. They'll be okay. We can trust the Empire State Pride agenda. They'll follow through. Yeah, fat chance of that. You know, I mean, we were stupid. We believed these liars. We had no business trusting these people. And they took full advantage and completely fucked us over. Completely. We have to learn that organizations like this cannot be trusted. Having said all that, And having said everything that I said last week about the Human Rights Campaign, I want to put these two things together a little bit. Now, the difference here, at least in my opinion, between the Empire State Pride agenda and the way they have conducted themselves, and the Human Rights Campaign and the way they have conducted themselves, well, here's the thing. HRC is operating at the federal level. And yes, they participate in state events. But you see, you know what the difference is? HRC still has a lot of work to do. They're a national organization. There are a lot of states. There are a lot of places where they need that help. We need everybody on board. They've been doing, and they're preparing for that. That's what I like. What I'm seeing with HRC is that they're going out of their way and saying, you know what? No, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody. We need trans folks. We need gay men. We need lesbians. We need everybody on deck. And they're hiring with that in mind, and they're hiring quality people. Do you see that kind of effort being made by Cuomo? No, they had to force him into it. No. Do you see that effort being made by the Empire State Pride agenda? Well, yeah, now, yeah, I guess, well, sort of. Now that they've got everything that they want, they're saying, well, we're going to endorse you. So you know what? I don't believe for a minute that this is going to mean anything. I think this is just an excuse for the Empire State Pride agenda to endorse Cuomo again as a thank you for gay marriage. Cuomo will say thank you very much for the endorsement. He'll get reelected, and then he'll forget we ever existed, just like he did after his last election. Why? Because ESPA has no political credibility whatsoever. None. Zero. What do they have? They have no money. All that money went away. Once they won gay marriage, their funding dropped like a stone. They don't represent the votes. They know perfectly well that the gay community in New York doesn't give a shit whether trans people live or die. They'll vote for them anyway, and they know that perfectly well. Okay, so what's going to happen here, and mark my words, okay, this thing is being recorded. You can play it back in January or December and watch me be 100% accurate. Here's what's going to happen. Cuomo said a few nice words about gender. Empire State Pride agenda endorses him. And that's the last you are going to hear. Goodbye. So too bad. So sad. Okay? Because it's bullshit. If he really cared, he would say, okay, I'm going to do something about this right now. But he's not. He won't do it. No. Get me reelected first, and then I'll give it to you as a present. We're supposed to trust this guy, right? Because, you know, he was so trustworthy the first time. Seriously. I mean, how can you say you don't trust the Human Rights Campaign, but you trust this guy? I mean, I don't get that at all. And I see this all the time. It's such hypocrisy on the part of so many gay people who say, well, you know, I think HRC are a bunch of assholes for just being focused on all marriage. But yeah, Cuomo, hey, he's a good guy. I mean, I don't get that. I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You know, it's no good. It's terrible when HRC does it. But, oh, when Andrew Cuomo does it, well, that's different. I mean, that's the argument that people are literally making. Why? Oh yeah, right. Because marriage. Because marriage. Because marriage is all that matters to these people. They don't give a shit about us. They care about saving money on their taxes. They want to file joint tax returns. It's about money. It's about cash. It's about maximizing profits. In other words, the kind of people that Cuomo likes to hang out with. People with few morals and plenty of dollars. Because, you know, that's his crowd. You know, the me crowd, the send me, give me money and we'll see. Get me reelected and maybe I'll help you. unless he doesn't. And isn't it interesting how the Empire State Pride agenda, which fought like crazy for marriage, which challenged Cuomo on everything, just accepts everything he says on when it comes to trans issues? Oh, well, then we'll just accept everything he says at face value. Because, you know, we can trust the guy, right? It's not like he'd have, it's not like he has a history of fucking over the trans community or anything, right? I mean, seriously. It's like this, it's like a bad movie script. Okay? So, again, mark my words. Record this show. Play it back in December. Okay? Here's what's going to happen. Cuomo has said his little piece. The Empire State Pride Agenda has now endorsed him. And that will be the end of that for another 4.5 years. Goodbye. See you when maybe you have another governor in office, one that actually cares about whether his constituents live or die. Okay? I mean, seriously. Okay? Mark my words. Because don't forget, by the time this all works itself out, by the time Cuomo becomes reelected, oh, well, wait, then he can't talk about it because then he's running for president, right? Oh, and we can't talk about those evil transgender people then because, you know, that might cut into his votes, right? I mean, seriously, it's the same bullshit we've been hearing for years, for decades. Seriously. I mean, what I don't understand is why anybody still believes this kind of nonsense. Again, mark my words. Mark my words. This is August 21st. Mark my words. By December, nothing will change. Get me reelected. And then you know what he'll do? That'll be it. Goodbye. Too bad. So sad. We're moving on. It's presidential election time. I don't know what you... What? Transgender people? I don't know what you're talking about. You know, kind of the same thing that the Congress did to us in 2009. You know, this is a time-honored Democratic Party tradition. I mean, I don't know how anybody can believe this. You know, maybe I've seen too much. I don't know. But I don't trust. I have a problem trusting organizations who are led by people like that. I just do. I have a problem trusting governors who only dole out civil rights with an eyedropper to the politically convenient. I have a problem with that. And I have a problem with so-called activists and activist organizations who endorse people like that and who treat these people at public events like they walk on water and then try to turn around and tell you they're on your side the next day. I don't trust people like that, okay? We've had enough experience with that kind of two-faced advocacy, and I'm making air quotes around the word advocacy, just so you know, okay? I mean, really, haven't we had enough of this crap? Haven't we had enough of the lies? Haven't we had enough of the discrimination? Haven't we had enough of the bullshit pablum from a party, from people like the Empire State Pride Agenda and Cuomo? Haven't we had enough? Isn't it time to get into the streets? Why would anybody trust this man? Unless all you care about is marriage and rights for gays, and you don't give a shit whether trans people have rights or not. Well, I think we could make a pretty good case that that's true for most gays in New York. Again, just watch the video of Cuomo rolling down the parade route with gays screaming and yelling his name and cheering and pride flags and we love you, Governor. Just watch that and then try to tell me that these people are on our side. Because I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't. I don't believe it for a minute. I don't believe he's on our side. I don't believe the Empire State Pride agenda is on our side. I don't believe those people who are cheering Cuomo in the street are on our side. I believe the only people that these people really care about are themselves. Because if that was not true, well, we'd be having a very different conversation now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would. But you see, that's the problem. And it's interesting. One of the people who one of my Facebook friends made a comment on one of my posts, who I think referring to Andrew Cuomo. This person says he thinks we are whores. Maybe he may be right. I don't know. You know what I think? I don't think it's a matter of whores. I don't think Cuomo has an issue with us ideologically. I mean, I don't think he hates us. I don't think he is anti-transgender in the sense that you would think that somebody would be anti. In other words, he's not against trans people. He just doesn't give a shit, which is different. It's not like he's against us. He just doesn't think we're very important. We don't matter to him. We don't care. He doesn't care whether transgender people have rights protected in New York State or not. It's not important to him. It doesn't affect him politically, so he has no interest because he doesn't get any political or monetary value out of fighting for transgender rights. He only fights for issues that benefit himself, like marriage, where the gay community shoveled money into the New York legislature in bucketful after bucketful. And that's how they did it. I mean, they bought their civil rights in New York. That's what it was. They purchased their civil rights in New York. Nobody's going to write that check for us, which means it's not going to happen. Because, you know, Andrew Cuomo is standing there with his change counter, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, like the ice cream man used to have with the thing on his belt. Remember those? If you were old enough, he used to be able to give you change right off his belt. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Remember those things? Yeah. Well, that's Andrew Cuomo. That's Andrew Cuomo. He's standing there with his hand out. Because until you put something in that hand, you ain't getting shit from this guy. And you're not getting anything from his friends either. Senate? Forget it. I mean, they don't care. And that's the reality. And so what I say to you is if you live in New York State and you want to make a statement, you want to identify yourself as a supporter of rights for everybody instead of for the chosen few, then I suggest you vote for Zephyr Teachout. Deny Cuomo your vote. Deny him your money. Deny him your support. If somebody sticks a microphone in your face and says, who are you voting for? Tell them. Specifically. And tell them why you're not voting for Cuomo. Specifically. Make this guy pay in the court of public opinion. Because you know what? Here's the truth. Okay? Cuomo is so far out in front in the polls, he's going to coast to victory. He knows it. So he's making this deal with ESPA to get their endorsement, just to be sure. And then he's going to just coast onto the reelection, and once that's over, he'll forget all about us, just like he did last time. He's not going to give a shit whether we live or die. What I would like to see is I'd like to see ESPA show some backbone and say, you want our endorsement? No. You come out for trans rights now, today. You don't make it contingent upon being reelected. That's bullshit. What that is justice for sale. That's civil rights. That's putting a price tag on civil rights. You pay me first, and then I will deliver. Is this really what we consider progressive?
Is this really what we consider leadership? Is this really the kind of person you want in charge? Well, I'm sure that the super wealthy do. I mean, he's been taking care of him. I mean, short of Andrew Cuomo, I think the best. I don't think the super wealthy have a better friend in politics than Andrew Cuomo, with maybe the possible exception of Mitt Romney. Seriously, I mean, you know, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And anybody who buys this guy, I mean, you know, you know what the difference is? Mitt Romney, it was the 47%. With us, it's the, what is it, whatever it is, the 0.3%. That's the only difference. The only difference between Mitt Romney and Andrew Cuomo is the size of the group they're fucking over. The size of the group that they devalue and don't consider worth fighting for. That's the only difference. It's about the numbers. It's about the amount of money it represents. That's about all the difference. It's the same attitude. Why should I fight for these people? What are they going to do for me? Right? I don't see how that's any different from the Mitt Romney attitude. Oh, these, you know, these 47%, they want the government to take care of them, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the same kind of attitude. What's the difference? I mean, you know, it's getting harder and harder to tell who's a Democrat and who's a Republican these days. I mean, Cuomo, so he supported gay marriage. It's about the only difference, really. Well, maybe a few others here and there, but I mean, the truth is when it comes to dealing with the issues of the poor and disenfranchised, they're exactly the same. Who gives a shit about these people? Let's talk about the wealthy. Let's talk about what the wealthy can do for me. What can I do for the wealthy, and what can the wealthy do for me? Same conversation Mitt Romney was having. Same conversation Andrew Cuomo will be having when he runs for president. Remember that. Remember this. When Andrew Cuomo runs for president, and you know he will, remember this. Remember that if he'll do it to you here, he'd do it to you in Washington too. Seriously, think about it. If he'll do it to you now, what makes you think he's not going to do it to you if he makes it to the White House? At least Obama has done something. You know. I mean, but it took him 5.5 years. I mean, don't we deserve better than this? I mean, nobody's asking that we need to go first, but how about we go? That's what it is. They take care of the people with the money, and then once that's taken care of, it's like, okay, we're done here. Let's move on to other issues. And everybody nods their heads and says, okay. Nobody stands up. Nobody says, no. Remember we promised to fight for these folks when we got ours? Nobody remembers. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. Because they got theirs. So why should they care? They got theirs. And this is what you see. It's what you see in New York. It's what we saw in 2002. It's what you saw in 2009. It's what you saw in 2011 with marriage in New York. That's what you're seeing today. Over and over and over and over. I mean, how many times exactly does this have to happen before we start saying, you know, maybe begging Governor Cuomo to, would you please, sir, thank you, sir, may I have another? Okay. Do you think maybe begging a guy who doesn't give a shit whether you live or die maybe isn't the way to go? And maybe we deserve a little bit better than that. And maybe it's time for the community to say, you know what? No, I'm sorry. You don't get to treat my community that way and still get my vote. You just don't. You just don't. You don't get to treat people that way. Even if you got what you want. Because here's the thing. If you get what you want, and you just say, okay, I'm done. I got what I need. I'm done. I'm not doing anything else. Then you're not an activist. You're a lobbyist. You're a self-centered lobbyist focused on one thing for profit, for personal profit. That's what a lobbyist is. And that's the difference between an activist and a lobbyist. An activist is working for a community. An activist is working to advance goals of a large group of people. That's what an activist does. A lobbyist is going to profit for a very specific company or group of organizations or an industry, and they're interested in maximizing their own benefit for themselves, and if it comes at the expense of others, they're okay with that. What they're looking for is to take care of their own. And that's what these people really are. They're not activists, they're lobbyists. Okay? And not the good kind of lobbyists. I mean, that to me is the difference. Activists can lobby. Don't get me wrong, okay? But they're not really lobbyists. They're activists who are lobbying Congress or lobbying politicians or whoever. Doesn't work the same way the other way around. Lobbyists are not activists. They have no grander motives. They have no community goals. They're in it to make money. They are paid employees who are looking to take care of their own clients, themselves, and the organizations who pay them. That's what they're interested in. They're doing a job to benefit certain specific people and enrich them. And that's exactly what a lobbyist does. And that's the difference between real activists and people who are lobbyists. Okay, ESPA, Empire State Pride Agenda, those folks are lobbyists because that's what they do. Once they were done, they were done. Okay, we got marriage. Okay, see ya. What happened? All the media attention went away. All the money went away. All the advertising went away. All the activism went away, except, of course, for our own community. Yeah, well, you know, people are done now. So, you know, they got theirs, right? You know, I mean, we've got other things to do now. I mean, we've got to go live our lives now that we can get married and nobody's going to fire us and our homes are secure and our jobs are secure and our livelihoods are secure. So we'll see you guys. Have a nice day. We're going to, like, go spend our money on ourselves now and we're going to leave the movement because we got what we wanted. I think that's exactly what you see. I think you saw it in Massachusetts. I think you saw it in Connecticut. I think you saw it in New York. I think you see it in New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Maryland up until recently. On and on and on and on and on. Over and over and over. The wealthy get theirs and just, they're done. Sorry, we're moving on. Have a nice day. You know, I mean, one of the most amazing stories about this, I remember, it was one of the most significant, I think. It really told the tale. It was Connecticut. Now, Connecticut had an interesting group. They had a group called Love Makes a Family. And they were a marriage group. Well, we still didn't have transgender rights there at the time. And you know what Love Makes a Family did when they finally got marriage? They dissolved. Even though trans people had no rights, even though there was no other organization in the state that was fighting for them, they just dissolved their organization, donated their money to other causes, and just left the movement. We got ours. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Hope you trans people get right someday. Good luck. We're going off now. We're done. Have a good day. That's what they do. And I think on a smaller scale, that's what you're seeing in these other states. These folks go and they participate and they fight. Well, it's their rights. And then once they're done, once they've got what they want, oh, we're done. Okay, we're moving. We're done. We're out of the movement. We don't want to spend any more money here. We're not going to take any time to lobby anyone. We don't really care because now we have ours. And the organizations know this. Like the Empire State Pride Agenda, they know this. They understand this. So what they do is they say, don't worry, we'll come back for you. Come back. Don't worry, we'll take care of you. We'll come back for you. Knowing full well that it's never going to happen. But by the time people realize that it's never going to happen, well, too late. We've got ours. See ya. I mean, how many times does it have to happen, seriously, before you finally say, you know, I'm not sure I can believe these people this time. You know, I mean, after all, this has only happened 47 times or however many times. And for some inexplicable reason, we still get trans folks defending these people. I mean, I can't believe how I was attacked for calling out Obama for taking 5.5 years to sign a freaking piece of paper. 5.5 years for something he probably could have done the first week he was in office. And then people, it's amazing to me. I get called out, oh, you know, you, Obama is our fierce advocate. Yeah. According to Marty Abernathy, take that credit, level of credibility for what it's worth. But that's what it is. It's like, you know, people are defending this kind of behavior. And then they wonder why we never get these things, why we get put off for decades. Because idiots like Marty Abernathy won't, you know, keep saying, well, he, you know, I mean, this is okay. It's okay that it took him 5.5 years. Now, wait a minute, what is going on here? Oh, huh. Okay. Well, apparently, I don't know why, but it appears that my show is automatically ending after an hour. I don't know why that is. I didn't set it up this way, but apparently there is some reason. I don't know, but I am going to be turned off in about 30 seconds. So I guess I'm ending early tonight. Hadn't planned on it, but I guess I'm ending early. I will have to figure out what's wrong here, and I will figure it out hopefully in time for next week's show. But I guess I'm saying goodnight, even though I didn't plan on it. Have a good night, everybody.